I'm Don Molineaux. Here's your Morning Varmint Report on 97.3 The Dog, brought to you by Chasson Brothers, 214 East Penn Hook, next to the railroad tracks, serving Acadiana since 1933. Neil Malosaw recently traveled to Rapides Parish to see how the sugarcane crop fared after the recent freeze and what concerns remain.
Josh Hebert is gearing up for the spring. It got really cold in his area last month, and he's counting on it having not gotten too far into the soil.
We had air temps in the high teens. It may have maxed out somewhere around 16. This one was a little different because it was so much longer. You know, a lot of times when we have cold snaps, it's 2 or 3 days and then it warms back up. But this one lasted almost 2 weeks.
Meanwhile, temperatures have warmed up, but that doesn't mean there can't be another cold snap.
If we do have another freeze event, you know, that's going to re-terminate the cane, which is going to stress the mother cane. The mother cane's expending energy to send those shoots up. If it runs out of gas before you get a stand, that's when you can start to work. If that happens multiple times in a year, you could start to see some significant yield damage as some eyes don't regerminate when it warms back up.
I'm Don Molineaux with your Morning Farm Report from the Voice of Louisiana Agriculture Radio Network on 97.3 The Dog.